1% edge, Governor Rick Scott claimed victory over Democrat challenger Charlie Crist. But for the rest of the Florida cabinet, they coasted a victory by double-digit percentages. Take the Florida Attorney General's race, for example. Republican incumbent Pam Bondi defeated both her challengers after receiving 55% of the vote. And during her speech, she talked about her fight in the gay marriage ban issue. She also reminded her supporters of her involvement in going against the Affordable Care Act, also called Obamacare.
The mandate of Obamacare, where more than half of the nation's attorneys general spoke up and asked the Supreme Court to weigh in. This wasn't about politics, nor was it about ideology. This was about the law.
Yes. And she also vowed to continue her fight for a number of issues, including her anti-human trafficking efforts.
We just formed a council on human trafficking that I'll be chairing for the next 3 years. We're fighting a war on drugs still, and we're not going to give up.
Bondi also thanked her two opponents for a race well fought. On a 3-1 margin, Bondi outraised George Sheldon, her Democrat challenger, and the former head of the Florida Department of Children and Families. Throughout her campaign, Bondi also rotated some ads highlighting her prescription drug abuse and anti-human trafficking efforts. Sheldon and Libertarian Bill Wulsifer not only had little cash in the race, they also did not run any TV ads. And there was only one debate that aired in only two areas, Tampa, Bondi's hometown, and Orlando. Still, Sheldon says he's proud of the campaign he ran and he hopes to work with Bondi in the future, adding he's glad he stuck to his principles in this race.
Principles of integrity, of aggressiveness, speaking up for children, saying that everyone in this country ought to be equal and they ought to have the right to love the person that they do love and to marry that individual. But to say that every person in this country has a right to affordable health care.
As for Tallahassee attorney Bill Wulsifer, more than 168,000 people voted for the Libertarian candidate. He says even getting close to 3% is huge for a third-party candidate, and they can only build from here.
People are afraid to vote for against the candidate. They want to vote. They're afraid if they vote for the Libertarian, the candidate they don't want to win will win. We got to overcome that. And we're on the right track. The campaign was more of a movement than a campaign, and it's going in the right direction.
And Bondi wasn't the only one of the night.
I have been informed that the AP has called our race and that we won.
That's Florida Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam, who took more than 58% of the vote. During his victory speech, he even thanked his opponent Thaddeus Hamilton, who had more than 30 years of experience working for the Federal Agriculture Agency.
We ran a positive campaign, and so did my opponent. We're focused on what we've done, but not just what we've done, but what we can do, what we can be, what we can achieve together as a state, and where we're going and how we're going to get there.
Florida Chief Financial Officer Jeff Atwater was also elected to a second term with more than 58% of the vote, and he thanked voters on behalf of the Florida cabinet during his election night speech.
And it looked like overwhelmingly the people of Florida are giving us that second chance. So to everybody in Florida, we want to say thank you. We won't let you down. We'll hustle again for you for four more years. Thank you very, very much on that front.
Atwater's Democrat challenger in the CFO race was William Rankin, a private business consultant and Army veteran. While they lost by double digits, both Rankin and Putnam's challenger Hamilton, also a U.S. Army vet, took more than 2 million votes each, even though they were little known and didn't really have any financial backing. And Florida Democratic Party Chair Allison Tant says despite the overall losses in this year's election, it speaks to the strong loyalty and support Democrats still have.
Both William Rankin and Thaddeus Hamilton, they ran races against established, entrenched, well-funded incumbents. And they did it on their sweat equity with very few resources, and they still gained a good number of votes. I'm very thankful for people who put themselves up to run, because when you do take on a leadership role, you become a pinata in this state. And they did a good job. Connected with voters, and yes, they did get some support, and I'm thankful for the votes they got.
Meanwhile, coming off some big wins, Republican Party of Florida Chair Leslie Dewar says she believes voters have spoken and they like the GOP leadership that's in place.
You know, we ran an aggressive campaign from the governor, the entire cabinet, that we put families first and we put jobs first and education. And, you know, somebody like CFO Atwater, he always, you know, it's your money that we're spending. We're watching your money. And I think the voters really took that part when they went and looked at the different candidates.
Both Dewar and Tant say they're now looking forward, putting more of the focus on 2016 presidential election. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.